Sam Corello, my little bumper music. They do it, they do it, they do it, they do it. Married, married men. Oh, well, welcome to Tuesday, May 26th. Of course, Monday, May 25th was a holiday. I was not here with you. We were barbecuing. Nothing says dead veterans like a barbecue. Actually, I did make a lot of barbecue. It's a sad day today. I'm trying to be flippant. I'm trying to be happy. I'm trying to be entertaining for you. I don't want to start the week off all glum, but it's really a sad day because what I've witnessed Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, yeah, even I'm speechless. I mean, the amount of, okay, you know what? Screw that. Today, all bets are off. You're going to hear stuff you don't want to hear. I have compassion fatigue. All I can think about over the last 4 days is, okay, just hurry up and die and try not to take any innocent people with you. That's all I've really been saying to myself. Just go ahead and die and please try not to take any innocent people with you. Me, healthcare workers, you know, police, fire, please. No, try to minimize the collateral damage, please. Because the idiots, and they are COVIDiots. There are now two types of people in America. There are the educated and the COVIDiots. And that's it. That's what there are. The educated and the COVIDiots. And the COVIDiots were out en masse. E-N-M-A-S-S-E. En masse. At lakes, parks, clubs, bars. There's a gay bar open here in Vegas. I'm not kidding. They're out. Now, on May 26, 2020, should anyone ever find this historical document, let me tell you, COVID-19 has killed 100,000 almost Americans while the United States president golfed. Golfed. I posted an image today of the president superimposed on those names on the cover of the New York Times, and it's haunted me all day. He was golfing this weekend while 100,000 of my people have died. And he was golfing. And people were out at just everywhere they could be out. If someone could be out there, they were out. And no one was wearing masks. No one was social distancing. The president himself is not wearing a mask. Biden was out today wearing a mask. He wore a black mask. People got upset because of his quotes about being black. And now he's in a black mask. And this is how petty. This is where we are. The story of the day is a dog abuser, more than a racist, but a dog abuser in Central Park calling the police on an African-American man. The lawyer will, she may not get charged, she'll get charged, but I don't think it'll go to trial because if a good lawyer could make the argument to a jury that she actually felt afraid. In the woods, in the bramble, single woman, you only need one juror. See what I mean? But meanwhile, another black person's executed by a cop. Executed. Just executed right there on camera. Begging for his life. Please stop. Please stop. I can't breathe. Help. Please stop. Whatever. I didn't watch it. Who could watch it? I mean, he dies. So who could watch an execution? I when I saw that beheading, I swore never to watch another execution. And so when I heard this guy in the video dies, I'm not going to watch his last minutes on planet Earth with his face smashed into concrete because some white cop feels... Now see, that white cop... He's a danger. The woman in Central Park, not a danger. But her life is ruined. Her dog is gone. She's been fired. She's canceled. That's it. She's over. You know what? I've never once said you can't live in America if you don't like gays. I've never once said that. You can live here all you want to if you don't like gays. You can live someplace where there are no gays here in my complex. You can live wherever you want to. You really can. You simply can't hurt us. You can't legislate against us. You can't treat us differently. You don't have to like me. You don't have to like me, gay people. I have never once asked any American to, quote, accept, unquote, which I've never found who I screw something for debate, but whatever. I've never asked an American to, quote, accept me personally. I don't care what your personal feelings about me are. I could give a rat's fuck. Okay, sorry for the language, but I really, you know, on one sense, of course, I want people to like me and I want to be likable and I, you know, but down deep inside about your judgment, I beat myself up enough. I call myself enough names. I cry enough over my mistakes. I don't care what you think of me. I don't care about your judgment. I had to not care about your judgment a long time ago because my entire life, society's judgment of me has been disapproval. Even good, genteel, nice people. Well, you're a nice person, but you're going to burn in hell. I've been told that countless times. You're really sweet. It is too bad you are going to go straight to hell for loving a man. Yep. Bolt right to my face. This guy, she called me an African-American, emphasis on the African. To my face, people still in the room talk about me like I'm not here when they discuss things like gay marriage or gay adoption or should the baker still have his store. America has dialogues like gay people are blind, deaf, and dumb all the frickin' time. But I'm supposed to get incensed because some whack job in Central Park called someone an African-American and called the police and said, help, police, help. She's an idiot. But why did it happen? Because someone wanted to be the dog catcher. Because someone felt it was their job to go tell someone their dog is off a leash. When are y'all going to stop going and do that? Stop it. You don't know who you're walking up and telling. What redneck you're telling. She could have had a gun. We could be reading about a murder right now. She could have tased him. She could have pepper sprayed him. You know, we don't know. He's very lucky that he's alive. You know, and not because he challenged a white woman, but because in today's world, you just don't go up and be the police unless you're the police. You don't go up to someone and say, hey, there's a leash law. You got to put your dog on the leash, because that person might turn around and freaking shoot you, because that's the America you live in now. Okay? You don't go up and say your dog belongs on a leash to someone in the middle of a park when you're an African-American man and she's a white woman. Yeah, it's the 1700s again. You got to be told that? You know, I'm sorry. I hate that for black people in this country, they are being killed in record numbers for nothing. For nothing. That the murder on tape today, that cop needs to go right to jail for murder. It was murder. When someone is begging you for their life and you leave your knee on their neck, that's murder. That's premeditation. That's murder. Not manslaughter. It's murder. And the cops need to go. Anyone that didn't pull him off. Accessory to murder. And I don't care that they're cops. I don't care. You murdered a guy. Okay, so that's just clear cut. They murdered a black guy. And they need to go to jail for murder. And we need to start doing that every time someone, like a cop, harms a black individual in a case like this. We need to make sure the message is sent. No. No, there's no more lawyers, there's no more bickering, there's no more Rodney King, no more can't we get along, no more getting off. And no, you're going to jail for murder. You're going to be prosecuted for murder. So you better be damn sure when you're taking a black person into custody that you don't hurt them. Because if they come up harmed, you're doing time. We need to make that clear to cops and to the cop union. If anyone, black or white or brown or red, comes up harmed from your hand, when you're subduing them, that's it. Criminal charges. No self-defense, no nothing. If there's footage of them not resisting, begging you to stop, and you continue, you're going down. That's that. So the guy in Central Park is really, you know, should be glad that all she had was a cell phone, because she's obviously a bit unhinged. You know, she's afraid. That was fear. That was that. People think that was racism. That was fear. Now, the fear was rooted in racism, but it was fear. Okay, that's the first thing it was. Fear. But is it what the country's made it into? And then calling her a name, a Karen, that's racist. So calling her a racist name, this is how we want to spend our time as the 100,000th person dies. This is like golfing for us. I mean, really. Twitter and America is golfing. You're equating a racial incident. Yeah. Not the one with the knee in the neck. We should be paying attention to that. This thing in Central Park, paying attention to that right now. An uppity white woman didn't like that a black man told her, black gay man told her to put her dog on a leash. Cal Surprise. And then an uppity entitled white woman called the police and said, the scary African-American man's trying to kill me. Shock. I'm sure everyone's shocked about that. Americans are dying in record numbers by the day. Black, white, brown, yellow, and then they turn blue. That's all I care about. I care about the blue Americans right now. You turn blue when you are oxygen deprived. And right now, there are people in ICUs on ventilators that are blue. I have cared my entire life about black and brown and yellow and white and all these different color Americans. The only color American right now I care about is blue, from lack of oxygen, from a pandemic that our president ignores, now our public is ignoring. And now other issues are popping up that they want us to care about, like an entitled white woman screeching at a black man in Central Park. No. Just no. No. She's an idiot. He shouldn't have approached her. End of that story. No one was injured. Period. The cops are guilty of murder. End of that story. Donald Trump should be removed from office tomorrow morning and tried. This has to be a war crime, what he's done. It has to be. It has to be. Pence, they all should be removed and tried. McConnell, Lindsey Graham. These people should be tried. And if the death penalty at The Hague is what they're given, then so be it. But this was not the show I had planned today. But what is it going to take? Dead bodies on your porch? I mean, really, what is it going to take? And I'm talking to Congress. When do you stop this guy? You really want Joe Biden to be president so badly that you'll do nothing between now and November to stop Donald Trump? You are just going to let him every day do whatever he wants, say whatever he wants, kill people. Literally, he's killed people while Congress has watched. He's killed people while the Senate has watched. The two things that are supposed to protect us from an out-of-control president have let him kill us. Remember that. The Senate and the Congress have allowed Donald Trump to kill us because they're the only ones who could stop him. And they haven't. They've done nothing to stop him. They've done nothing to help you. A $1,200 check that never got to you or maybe got to you and got to you and is long gone before it ever comes in. They've done nothing to help you through this. Congress, the Senate, the president, nobody. Nobody in the federal government, except the CDC has tried, Dr. Fauci has tried, but no one in the federal government has been on our side in any of this. And now the governors are caving into pressure from the federal government, opening the churches. Vegas is opening June 4th. Churches are opening. But did you hear the one about the Karen in Central Park? Yeah. Yes. I heard about the bird-watching queen who went up to the white woman and said, you got to put your dog on a leash, and then she attacked him. And attacked him with words and screamed and yelled and got on the phone and said, an African-American man is trying to kill me. Yes, I saw that Saturday Night Live skit, and I only felt sorry for the dog. The only thing in that video that I feel sorry for is the dog. At any point, the black man could have walked away. Could have just turned off the camera, turned around and left. Said, I'm not going to stand here and listen to this, you know? But he didn't. He kept taping. He kept egging her on. She had enough time to get on the phone. She had enough time to make the call. He could have walked away. Should he have had to walk away? No. But do you know how many times as a gay person I've had to shut my freaking mouth and turn around and walk away or die? Should I have had to have? Do you know how many times in radio meetings, in business meetings, as a gay person, I've had to sit there and be quiet? Jesus. Oh, but he was so put upon by her. Yes. Yes, his rights to birdwatch. Meanwhile, someone his same color was being murdered by a police officer. And there are those who will argue that it's the same sentiment that does it. And I will tell you, no, it's not. A scared white woman in Central Park calling him an African-American is not the same as an entitled police officer kneeing an African-American to death. It's simply not the same. You know? Oh, well. Not. I shouldn't even post this show. Should I post this show? Y'all are going to think I'm a racist because I did not defend her, but I mean, I'm not as mad at her as the rest of the world is. I'm mad at her about the dog. She mistreated the dog, which means she's not a good person, really, if she mistreats the dog. But she mistreated the dog. The man could have walked away at any point. The man could have not spoken to her in the first place. You know, once he did speak to her and see that she wasn't going to put the dog on the leash, he could have just turned and left and gone and birdwatched another place another day. No, he didn't. The big evil woman was shamed, and that's that. She's canceled, and so is racism. That's it. It's over now. Isn't that great? But, you see, it doesn't work that way. It didn't solve anything. And black people are no safer in our country tonight than they were this morning. But, hey, it's not like there's 100,000 dead Americans or anything. It's not like that the entire world is opening up around us when there's no cure or treatment. It's not like our economy is really tanking and no one's paying attention because they're like, oh, get back to work. No one's going to be able to dig themselves out of this hole by just going back to work. Only a rich person would think a poor person could dig themselves out of a 3-month hole by going back to their no-paying job. Okay, well, I am Carell. You be who you want to be. So I don't hurt anybody. If I've offended anyone today, I'm sorry. I really am. You know, I'm just telling you the truth. This woman was terrified in Central Park. It's obvious. And her terror was racist, yes. But something scared her of black people. Maybe society. Maybe an encounter. We don't know. I don't know. Has she ever been attacked? Is she mentally unstable? We don't know. Does she have PTSD? We don't know. Okay? We just know she was labeled a name and canceled. Okay? And him, he's a hero, even though he's the one that confronted her about her dog being off a leash. So, you know, if you don't want to have an argument, don't walk up to someone and tell them what to do in public. Don't walk up to someone in a park and say, that area is closed over there. You shouldn't be in there. I've done that before. I've gone up and said this recently. I almost got hit in the face with a skateboard. The skateboard park, there was like 4 skateboarders. I'm like, you guys, it's closed. There's a pandemic. And the one skateboarder got off his board and said, you gonna throw us out? And I thought, no, not worth it. You know? So I walked away instead of, well, you're breaking the law. I'm going to call the police right now. I was like, no, I'm not going to throw you out. Enjoy the skateboard park. See the difference? You walk up and you act like the police or the dog catcher or the whatever. Don't expect the situation to just end nicely. You're being naive. Especially if you're black and it's a white woman in Central Park. But hey, right? You know, as a gay person, I know who not to speak to sometimes. I just do. I'm not saying he shouldn't speak to her. I'm just saying that there are people that I've seen that are doing things that I'm not going to go over and say, hey, you shouldn't be doing. No, you go right ahead. I have called the police and said, I'm observing someone doing something they should not be doing. I've called the police a lot. Why didn't he? New York has 311. He could have called 311 and said, look, she's got her dog here. It's going to disrupt all of us bird watchers. He could have gone and found park police. You know? Whatever. And yet, see, now I'm blaming him. See, you're going to say I'm blaming the victim. I don't see him as a victim. A victim of what? A woman calling him an African-American? I get called a faggot all the time, and everyone says it's not a crime. It's not a big deal. The police told me it's not a crime. When that guy in the Hertz, which filed for bankruptcy, when the guy in the Hertz, you know, called me names and all of that, the cop said, well, it's not a hate crime unless there's a pattern. So it's just free speech. You know? Oh, well. I'm just upset today. I am. I'm upset. Guitar Center took my money for an item. They have no clue when it's going to be delivered to me. They're like, well, it's for store pickup and the store has to get it ready. That could take 3 to 5 days. I'm like, you could ship it to me faster than the store can get it ready. Oh, whatever. You know, I didn't want to do store pickup, but whatever. you know, businesses are opening that shouldn't. That's what I mean. Guitar Center should not be open doing business right now. It is obvious they are not set up to help customers. An hour and 40 minutes to get through to a customer agent to find out where the $300 mixing board that I paid for at 11 o'clock this morning for a store pickup today in Summerlin, when is it going to be ready? Oh, it could be 3 to 5 days. It says on the web, you know, that store pickup today. Well, with the COVID and all, what? The virus has made what sick? What in your chain is sick? You've opened your store. There are people there. The product is there. Why can't they get it ready for me to pick up at the curb? If they can't, why did they take the order? You know, because they don't have a clue what they're doing. No one has a clue what they're doing, yet they're opening back up. Let's just open back up and not really have a clue how to really do this because there's no real set anything from anybody. There's guidelines. But there's no do it this way. Here's the equipment to do it this way. Here's the hours you're going to... No, there's nothing. There's just nothing. We act like we want to die. We really, this might be the thinning of the COVIDian herd. Trump has led... He's like a devil Pied Piper. He's told them to drink bleach and they did, and some got sick and died. He told them to take the hydrochloric walks. They did. Some got sick and died. Now he's telling them to go back to church and go back to the stores, and they're going to, and they're going to get sick and die. He's killing his base. I almost think that since he thinks he might not get reelected, might as well kill them. I mean, really, he's killing his base. The South is, they're going to die. If they don't, then COVID was a lie. If there is no spike, if after all of this that's happened this weekend, and it's going to continue to happen, come July and August and September, we don't see a huge spike, then COVID was a lie and we did it all for nothing. But something tells me with 100,000 dead people that that's going to... I saw a projection that said, given this last weekend, it's going to be 300,000 by the end of the year. Can you imagine? That's more than the population of some states. It's just... Oh, well, I've been here enough. I got to go. I want to go. I want to eat. I am Carol. Be who you want to be so I don't hurt anybody. I want to get in a better mood. I'm not in a bad mood. It's just, you know, this story of the woman in Central Park dominating the news while 100,000 people are dying, while our president is golfing, while a cop is murdering a guy on video, and some gay black queen who, you know, go tell some white woman to keep her dog on a leash and they get in a fight. I'm supposed to care? No. No, keep to your, you know, mind your own damn business about her dog. You wouldn't have been yelled at if you'd have kept to yourself about her dog. But no, you got to be the dog police. Well, fine, you were the dog police and you got bit, but in a different way, by a rabid woman instead of a rabid dog. Okay, now this rabid woman has been put down. That's fine too, but there's another one right behind her. You know, and maybe the next one you walk up to and say, put your dog on a leash, is going to shoot you. And that's a really unfortunate byproduct of the evil society that we live in right now. But we live in a society where if you're gay, you're a target. If you're Asian, you're a target. If you're black, you're a target. If you're educated, you're a target. If you're trying to follow rules, trying to ask someone to just put on a mask, they'll break your arm. They'll shoot you. This is where we are in a terrible decline. So everyone's acting like we're not. And that's what I'm having trouble with. We are devolving. Our society is devolving. July 4th weekend, I can't even fathom it. I don't even know what's going to happen July 4th weekend. Is there going to be fireworks? Is it going to be the purge? There was more crime this last weekend in Chicago than the last 3 months. Even the criminals are now going crazy from being pent up. And they've been let loose. They've been told, get back out now. So now even the criminals are getting back to work. Murder is going back up. There's already been drive-by shootings, beachfront shootings. This last weekend, gun violence in America soared back up again. Oh, I have a headache. I need pot. Mwah. GoFundMe. Just click a little button and then GoFundMe. I'll be so very appreciative if you fund me. GoFundMe right now. Just go to reallycarell.com and click on the GoFundMe link and give a one-time donation, please.
If you're not visiting reallycarell.com daily, You're missing out. Get the podcast videos and the blog, including recipes at reallycarell.com. That's really K-A-R-E-L.com.